Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. A 15th century battlefield, a starship with an infinite improbability drive, and one of the most overused tropes in modern cinema. What do they all have in common? At their center lies a heart of gold. This is one of Uncle Will's phrases that scholars believe may have been in common spoken usage during the late 16th century, but the written accounts are spotty at best. What we do know is that William used the phrase to refer to one of his most iconic kings, Henry V. It is the night before the Battle of Agincourt. Henry's men have endured a horrendous campaign to regain French territory that the king was assured by the clergy is rightfully his. It's late October. Winter is coming on, and his men are exhausted and suffering from illness. Henry disguises himself to walk out amongst his troops to judge their mood before they face the morning's battle. In Act 4, Scene 1, Henry comes across Pistol, one of his and John Falstaff's drinking buddies from his younger days, and pretends he is a fellow soldier.
Art thou officer? Or art thou base, common, and popular?
I am a gentleman of a company. What are you?
As good a gentleman as the Emperor.
Ah, then you are a better than the king.
The king's a bawcock and a heart of gold. I kiss his dirty shoe.
Pistol also uses the phrase bawcock to describe the king, and perhaps it is fitting that they were in France, though Pistol's mastery of the Gallic tongue is questionable. At the time, bawcock was common jargon for a fine, upstanding fellow, deriving from the French beau, meaning handsome, and cock, a rooster. From roosters to Rudyard. Kipling would borrow the phrase for his 1901 epic Kim. I will refrain from playing a clip, as the narration is somewhat dated and problematic. But Heart of Gold would come to be entwined in an almost oxymoronic way later in the 19th and 20th centuries in the English-speaking world. The Industrial Revolution saw not so much a new emerging class of people, but one that would become named in popular culture, most notably being portrayed in the early part of the 20th century in silent films.
For Jazz Age audiences, a tramp with a heart of gold was as exotic as superheroes are to us today.
Tramp with a Heart of Gold. We are, of course, referring to Charlie Chaplin's famous character. But this was interesting, as this inferred by reference that a tramp would normally, whatever that means, not have a heart of gold, but a heart of stone. This would later transform into one of the most overused tropes in film and television, not a tramp in the traditional sense, but still one shunned by society. Of course, it's the hooker with a heart of gold, or as the British quite harshly put it, a tart with a heart. In 1972, Neil Young would get his only number one hit on the U.S. and Canadian charts with the fourth song off his golden-titled and multiple platinum record, Harvest.
Keep me searching for a heart of gold.
6 years later, author Douglas Adams would use the name for zipping intergalactically with his infinite improbability drive.
Once again, our top story. The sensational theft of the most coveted ship in the universe, the starship Heart of Gold, stolen at the launch...
The underlying change from Pistol's utterance of the phrase in defense of his young king to today is that now we use it almost as an excuse for questionable behavior. Sure, he mugged an old lady, but really, he has a heart of gold. I wonder if Neil Young's mother, whose ancestors were French Huguenots and whose forebears might have fought in the Battle of Agincourt, would feel the same about Henry V. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Today's clips were from the 1989 film adaptation of Henry V, the 2005 Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and a little laugh from Pretty Woman. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.